Blog Talk Radio.
Might be the one, babe, that'll have me fuck over this chick. Might just take you on a trip, have me fuck over my bitch.
Might be the one, babe,
I'm thinking about you on a daily. Hope no other nigga play you. Tell him I carry the thing.
Might be the one, babe, that'll have me fuck over this chick. Might just take you on a trip, have me fuck over my bitch.
Might be the one, babe,
I'm thinking about you on a daily. Hope no other nigga play you. Tell him I carry the thing, no shame.
Might be the one, babe,
that'll have me change all of my ways. Have you carry my last name, do some things I swear I never
say. Might be the one, babe,
babe.
You might be the one, oh yeah, yeah. You might be the one, babe.
I might hit it and never quit it. You and I might start a business. Run around and matching bitches. Getting dirty looks from your friend and me. See, last week they was just sending me. Now they talking bad about me. You done got a nigga with a bad baby. All I want is your ass, baby. Flip it, twist it, grip it while I'm looking in your eyes, baby. Going to different islands, baby. Told you it was my ride and you went for it. Now when you walk for it, they hate to see you glowing. No cap, baby,
no cap.
They hate to see you happy,
no.
Tell that nigga quit capping before I pull up out of that ass. All that loud talking and tone wrestling, but that 40 changed the reaction. But fuck all that, baby, how about a trip to Paris?
Go
to top of you with a W, count this cash where I lay up under you. Find you and put you in position that you don't never do. You could be the one, baby, I could see us going far. Let me know if you feel the same when you wake up tomorrow.
Might be the one, babe,
that'll have me fuck over this chick. Might just take you on a trip, have me fuck over my bitch.
Might be the one, babe,
I'm thinking about you on the daily. Hope no other nigga play you. Tell him I carry the thing, no shame.
Might be the one, babe,
that'll have me change all of my ways. Have you carry my last name? Do some things I swear I never
might be the one, babe. You might be the one. Oh yeah, yeah. You might be the one, babe.
It's fake. No matter what, you know I got you back. No matter what, you know I'm down to ride. Do anything, I'm always by your side. Always hold it down, I ain't never switching up. Boy, if you go broke, I don't give a fuck. I'ma still stand tall, right up on your hip. See any other bitch with a pack of stuff in hip. But I ain't like that. Can you see it crystal clear? I'm being extra patient, cause you told me this how you met. Everything about you got me feeling good inside. You ain't scared to show your feelings and you throw away your pride. I just wanna hold you close to me.
Might be the one, babe, that'll have me fuck over this chick. Might just take you on a trip, have me fuck over my bitch.
Might be the one, babe,
I'm thinking about you on a daily. Hope no other nigga play you. Tell him I carry the thing, no shame.
Might be the one, babe,
that'll have me change all of my ways. Have you carry my last name, do some things I swear I never.
Might be the one, babe, you might be the one. Might be the one, babe.
I might hit it and never quit it. You and I might start a business. Run around and matching bitches. Getting dirty looks from your friend and me. See, last week they was just sending me. Now they talking bad about me. You done got a nigga with a bad baby. All I want is your ass, baby. Flip it, twist it, grip it while I'm looking in your eyes, baby. Going to different islands, baby. Told you it was my ride and you went for it. Now when you walk for it, they hate to see you glowing. No cap, baby,
no cap.
They hate to see you happy,
no.
Tell that nigga quit capping before I pull up out of that. All that loud talking and tone wrestling, but that 40 changed the reaction. But fuck all that, baby. How about a trip to Paris? Go to top view with a W. Count this cash where I lay up under you. Find a you and put you in position that you don't never do. You could be the one, baby. I could see us going far. Let me know if you feel the same when you wake up tomorrow.
Might be the one, baby.
Better have me fuck over this chick. Might just take you on a trip. Have me fuck over my bitch.
Might be the one, baby.
I'm thinking about you on the daily. Hope no other nigga play. You tell him I carry the thing, no shame.
Might be the one, baby.
Better have me change all of my ways. Have you carry my last name. Do some things I swear I never
might be the one, baby. You might be the one.
I might be the one, baby. In fact, no matter what, you know I got your back. No matter what, you know I'm down to ride. Through anything, I'm always by your side. Always hold it down, I ain't never stepping up. Boy, if you go broke, I don't give a fuck. I'ma still stand tall, right up on your hip. See any other bitch with a pack of stuff in hip. But I ain't like that. Can you see it crystal clear? I'm being extra patient, cause you told me this I am. Everything about you got me feeling good inside. You ain't scared to show your feelings and you throw away your pride. I just wanna hold you close to me. Will we last forever? Hopefully. Baby, this that trill love. It just begun. So please don't question if I'm the one.
You might be the one, babe. Better have me fuck over this chick. Might just take you on a trip. Have me fuck over my bitch.
You might be the one, babe.
I'm thinking about you on the daily. Hope no other nigga play. You tell him I carry the thing, no shame.
You might be the one, babe.
Better have me change all of my ways. Have you carry my last name. Do some things I swear I never might play.
But you ain't got the toll, you wrote some balls to spit. But you And that was Substance Abuse with Bridges. Now, tonight's special guest is a veteran in the industry. She has the ability to sing all genres as if she was dedicated to just one. From smooth jazz to rap, this woman not only captures her audience, she captures their hearts as well. Tredanya, welcome to the Beta Beat Radio Show.
That's a nice intro.
Glad you like it.
Yeah, I do. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Great. And thank you for joining us tonight. I know it's a little late, but it's okay because from the looks of things, you got a lot going on, especially with the new album and everything. And so I just thank you for coming up here today. So for the,
thank you,
I know you were on the show a few years ago, but for the people who are new listeners, where are you from?
I'm from the Bronx, New York. Bronx, New York, born in North Carolina, migrated to the Boogie Down.
Okay.
That's where I went to high school. Grade school, college, and it's where I reside right now. So.
Okay, so you.
But
I
call myself a city country girl. I don't really claim New York. I claim both.
Right. You know what? I feel the same way because I was born in Detroit, but left when I was 12 and been living in South Florida ever since. But my heart is, you know, I'm still a Detroit girl. I still have those mannerisms.
Yeah, you gotta claim that. That's the Midwest. Oh, my God. I went out there a couple of times. It's freezing out there in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw so much snow. I remember when we were flying in to Michigan, that's funny, and you live in Florida now? That is hilarious.
Yes.
Because
quite the contrast.
I never saw so much snow. The snow there was crazy. I was like, what? When we flew in and they started lowering down, it was like the whole place was white. And I was just like, that looked like a lot of snow. So when we got to, what is that? Oh, no, that's not. That's Chicago, O'Hare, right? When we got, when we landed in Michigan.
BWG.
I couldn't believe it was I couldn't believe it was so much snow, and it was like brick cold. Like, New York is cold, but not like the Midwest. The Midwest that's like official brick cold. Like, I lived in England for a few years, but they don't have cold. It's always wet. So it's an annoying cold, but your cold is like a dry, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like a dry cold, like a bone cold. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a standstill. like everything is still. Like, it's hard to describe unless you've been in it. But, definitely I try not to
unless
visit in
the winter.
Unless
you've been in it. I didn't even think. Like, between yours and Chicago's very windy. I was like, who lives in all this wind? So you're cold, they're wind. I was like, oh, my God, that's funny. So now you ran to the sunshine? You go back and forth home, though, right? You go back and forth.
I haven't been home in a while. I haven't.
Oh,
but,
no.
See,
you better go back home sometime.
I know. I'm a product of divorce, and my dad lives in – he's from the Bahamas, but he lives in South Florida, and this is just where I'm here, and I have
that's your DNA then, so that sunshine is in your DNA.
And then my mom lives in Detroit, and
So you got all that in your DNA, the hot and the cold. That's exactly how I feel. I always say, I'm a New Yorker, but I'm a country girl, so I'm kind of like both.
Exactly. So speaking of upbringings, were you raised by both your parents?
I was raised by my mom and a part-time dad. So I don't want to say yes and I don't want to say no. My mom really was a single mother, but my dad was a holiday dad. Does that sound, I don't know if that sounds disrespectful, because I'm not trying to be.
Well,
but,
it is what it is.
Yeah, but, you know, he handled his business via the mail. So, I mean, I guess that counts for something. I guess that counts for something. But, no, I was raised by my mom. mostly. My mom was the caretaker for me for my entire life, basically. So, yeah.
How's your relationship with your dad now?
Well, my dad passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was on and off because he's a quote-unquote minister. And I don't know if you know any PKs, like preacher's kids, but
that sounds
with his own nonsense.
I'm like the opposite. I was raised atheist by my mom in Detroit, so I didn't really discover God until I was 16 and moved in with my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's two different things. Your mom was probably more on a spiritual thing instead of a religion thing, probably, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely wasn't into religion because she went to Catholic schools and the nuns used to beat her and all that, so it had...
I went to Catholic school.
Really? How were the nuns in your Catholic school?
They were rough. They were mean. Mm-hmm. And they were very strict. And I believe that is one of the reasons that I think, like, between my mom, my dad, and the school that I went to, I think that's why I'm kind of, like, not all over the place, but I do what I want to do. So,
right, you're a free thinker like me.
I'm a free thinker. I'm a Sagittarius free thinker.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Are you? Too. December 19th.
So,
yeah.
You know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, definitely a free thinker. You know, you got to be, especially in these times. Like, yeah.
Definitely.
But,
so,
is your mom still around?
My mom is still around. My mom is she lives down in North Carolina, and she is that's my best friend. I tell her basically everything, give or take a few things that parents should know, but we're pretty close. So yes.
So were you close with her even when you were a teenager?
Yes. Very close with my mom growing up. And, you know, I came to New York very early. We moved around a lot. So we've always been close. Always been close. And we look exactly alike. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody always thought we were sisters because I'm really tall. So I think I always look like a grown-up, even if I was 13. I look real grown because I'm very tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Oh, okay. You are tall. Hey, and I'm 4'11". That's funny.
Are you?
I am.
That's nice. When I was growing up, though, it was weird because, you know, they put you on the back of the boys' line. They don't put you in the back of the girls' line. They put you in the back of the, you know, if you go in an order. The tall girls, it would always be myself and maybe one other girl would be in the back of the line. It's awkward for tall children. It's awkward for shorter children. But
I'm always the first in line, so I don't.
Yeah.
No matter what, I know I'm always first. So.
Yeah, it's always awkward growing up because people are like, what grade are you in? You know what class? Like, what are you doing here? Like, yeah, this is my class. Hello. But as I got older, I think that it became easier as I got older and going out, it became easier because I could see the shows. If I'm at a concert or something, I could see your face. So I'm like,
right.
It's better now. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good growing up, though. Growing up, mm-hmm. I think tall people are the awkward ones when they're growing up. Girls or boys, it's awkward. So
what? At what age did you finally just take ownership of your height?
I think probably when I was in like ninth grade, because when I got to high school, I saw a whole bunch of other tall people. So I was like, okay. I was like, what's up, tall girl? So it became better for me in my young adulthood, but before that, it was not a good experience at all. So
going to high school in the Bronx, like, and just basically kind of growing up in the Bronx, did you meet any other celebrities?
Well, I don't know if you know that I sang on different projects, so I've always been around music. So, you know, I don't know if you remember this conversation, but I was the lead vocalist for X Clan, so I've been in the business for a long time.
Yes.
So I was able to meet
that
a whole
I
bunch
know
of
you
people.
Are a veteran.
But growing up, my stepdad was in a band, so I was able to meet different people that came through to do session work. Like he played with a couple of blues bands, so I met some people growing up, and I started going on tour with him when I was very young also. So I was I've always been around music. I have been around music since I was probably 7 or 8.
Right.
And I've been going to different shows for a long time. So I've been around a couple of people. So.
Okay, and so can you tell our listeners how long you've been in this game?
I've been in the music business for a while. Some people know me, some people don't.
Right.
You know. For a minute. I've been doing my thing for a minute, and I love the game. I love the whole business of, I love the craft. I don't really, the business is a, yeah, let me rephrase that. I love the art of it. You know, the hustle of it, of the art.
Right.
And I don't know, the business side is something different from the craft, obviously.
Right.
So, which is for somebody like me, that's it's annoying, but I guess it's part of what you have to do if you're trying to stay business minded.
Right.
You know, you have to probably keep your mind on certain business things, but yeah, the craft is something separate, but I think that's what annoys most artists or entertainers, or, you know, if you're a DJ or you know, what you do, you know, if you're a journalist, whatever. I think that art people, I think it, the business side of it, just like, ah.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been doing it for a while, but I just led into what annoys me about what I love.
Right. But you do have good management, so that helps.
It does help. It definitely helps. And I think that now, though, with I think with social media and everything, I think artists and performers, whether you're a dancer, if you're whatever you do, if you're an entrepreneur, period, it takes a lot of self-management as well.
Right.
Because you have to operate all that social media stuff. If, you know, even if you get someone to handle that stuff, you still got to be in the mix of it, you know?
Right.
So
that's true.
Yeah, it's that stuff. I don't like that stuff. I don't like all the social media, all of what you're doing today. It's annoying to me.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I'm trying to make the adjustment of that. You know, do you like social media?
I only have a business Facebook.
I know it's part of your business.
Yeah, I have, you know, I have stuff for business.
Like,
but as far as personal, like, I do have a personal Instagram, but I rarely post because I
there's
don't.
There's people that love social media.
Yeah, some people
I have
just,
a friend.
Mm-mm.
We could be together and she'll just. Still, we'll be driving. I'm like, could you put your phone away? Like, she
right.
films everything. She'll film everything.
Maybe that's
the
Sagittarius thing.
Yeah, we're just like, you know.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll post for like Beta Beat and stuff like that. But on my personal Instagram, like it could be like months in between my posts.
Yeah, you gotta step your Instagram game up. Me too.
I just don't like sharing too much, and people think they know you, or they try to like piece things together and all that stuff. I'm just not into it.
It's weird. It's very weird. It's very weird.
Wasn't like that back in the day. We didn't have all
it's
that
very
in.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never
I'm glad
knew a
that
lot
we didn't
of things
have
about people. Yeah, you never knew a lot of things about people.
Right.
Like the artists that I love and grew up on, and I only knew what they told me, you know?
Right.
I didn't read know a lot of interviews about them.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Like, do I know their favorite color? If they tell me, you know, I don't know anything about them. Like, take somebody like Sade. You never know. You know. You don't know anything about her.
Right.
Do you?
No, I just know her, Sade and Sweetest Taboo. Like,
you
I don't
know Sade. Absolutely. I'm sure
right.
She has a fabulous life, and she has so many things going on,
yeah.
But you don't know anything about her.
Yeah,
so.
That's just like Will Smith. He said, like, back in the day, he just now got into social media, but he said, like, in his day, like, celebrities weren't out there like that because you had to keep that for, you know, and all that. But now.
It's definitely
more celebrities. Well, we're going to get into one of your older songs. It's called The Boogaloo. You remember that one?
Oh, that's my first record that I did. And I was 13, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, we are definitely going to get into this song, and we're going to get back with you. Hang tight, all right, everybody? It's Trey Danya with The Boogaloo.
The T-R-A-E-D-O-N-Y-A. I got a rap that'll make you dance my way. Turn up the box and hear what I have to say. I'm not the ace seduce, but I'm the Trey Boogaloo. And do the boogaloo. I wanna see you do the boogaloo. The boogaloo. I'll be the revolution of your imagination, and you will be amazed at my presentation with my rhyme and devastation and your participation. We can create a party sensation that will hypnotize and make you realize that I am the girl that can make your nature rise. I catch all the eyes and I pull all the guys, cause my name is Trey Danya and I'm all the way live. I got a rap that'll make you dance my way. Turn up the box and hear what I have to say. I'm not the ace the dude, but I'm the tray the boogaloo. And do the boogaloo. I wanna see you do the boogaloo. The boogaloo. Party people, yes you know, it's me the heartbreaker. The girl that is fly that can never be a faker. Cause I'm fresh out the pack and I will engage to be the freshest girl rapper on top of your page. Cause I'm the breaker of the heart. The lady MC from the Boogie Down Boss. The cover of my big book sets for knock. I have a press and a chin that will let you know that I am the girl with all the gusto. So kick back, Jack. You know that I'm not whack. Cause Trey Danya is fresh right out of the bag. And do the boogaloo. And do the boogaloo. I wanna see you do the boogaloo. The boogaloo.
Do the boogaloo. I wanna see you do the boogaloo. The boogaloo. Hey, hey, why? Well, what you gonna do? Yeah, you can dress, but you still ain't cute. When I turn, my chain go jiggling. A lot of hoes wanna see my diggling. I got a new outfit and I stay with a tick. Parmesan house ranch, I'm ready to dress. Real street nigga, can't do wrong. A unpaid ticket in a Groupon. Fuck your baby mama, got no choice. Put a car seat in my Rolls Royce. Some of these hoes got no choice. Meat in the throat, that's no voice. I'm rich, I'm lit. A bitch gon' suck this dick. I'm fresh, I'm hood. I look like Bae. Ay, ay. Goddamn. My outfit look like God playing. You don't know another nigga that's lit like this. Watch change color when I lift my wrist. It's a Motel 6, keep on them lights. Take a bitch on a date, fuck her that night. She got a boyfriend, like, bye, nigga. Good, I'm trying to be a side nigga. I'm handsome, I'm fly. I'm rich, that guy. I'm smooth, no lie. Girl, boo, you try. They say I look good, wanna hear it again. If nobody saw me in it, I'ma wear it again. Cause I don't give a fuck. I look good. I look like Bae. Hey.
Fresh gear, I'm on the ad, man. New swagger, cause I'm a bad man. What's good? Cause I'm coming through. Tell your girlfriends, it's whatever, boo.
Got the cash, let me see you move it, body. Work for it, show me that you really want it. Ain't got no one, but I got hundreds, baby. Not gonna lie, girl, the way you do is crazy.
You plus me equal a whole lot of fun. Got another bottle, cause the night ain't done. I like it when you do it, when you drop it like.
Genesis with Bae, and starting off the set, we had Trey Danya with her 13-year-old self with the Boogaloo. It's your girl Rocksteady B playing all the hits. Now we have Trey Danya on the line. So,
hey, do the boogaloo.
Oh, so I know you're very beautiful. You're stunning to the eye. Do you?
That's
but
nice.
You don't really show like a lot of. You don't show like a lot of skin or do things that mainstream artists do today. Do you feel that pressure to show more skin or be more vulgar?
Oh no, I was just having this conversation with someone yesterday, and we were talking about the look now is leotards, boots, and hair. And is that the look now? Like, it's weird to me because everybody has the same. I'm like, everybody, we all got the same stylist, no.
Right?
Like, you don't have to do all of that. Just where would you want to go do your thing? That's how I feel, but I don't know. I don't feel like, if a woman wants to show what she has, go ahead and do it. But you don't have to do it all the time. That's kind of how I feel. Like, wear what you want, take what come with what you got on. That's how I feel. I don't hit my Twitter page with no bad comments. I'm just saying.
Right.
If you have on something that, claim what you got on is what I'm saying. Claim what you got on. That probably came out wrong. I don't know. Did that come out wrong? Did you understand what I said?
I understand what you're saying, but to the audience, it might come out like, oh, you get what you...
No. What I'm saying is women should wear what they want to wear. I do. I show my body sometimes, but not like I don't show too much. I show enough. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't try to go overboard because I feel like I'm talented. I feel like my craft can speak for itself. And,
right.
You know, if you ain't in my bedroom, you don't need to see all that other stuff. That's how I feel.
Okay. Right.
So, you know, basically, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to see everything. I think your craft should speak more for you, but you can still be expressive. That's what I mean. That's
there's
better.
Other ways to express. Yeah.
You can express yourself, but, you know, whatever. Don't come back later and mad because somebody. This is what I mean. This is what I mean. Don't come back later mad because somebody's whistling at you. Whatever you are.
Right.
You got something cute on. But it is showing some, you know, your curves a certain way. You can't get mad because he said you look nice. Like, you know, you can't do that. That's what I mean by if somebody makes a comment towards you and you don't want somebody saying, oh, damn, that's a nice skirt.
Look at that ass.
You know the skirt looked nice. You know the skirt looked like that when you left. So you can't really get mad. Just take it as a compliment and say thank you. That's what I meant.
Right. It's okay. It's okay. We'll work with it.
No,
yeah.
I gotta keep my lyrics correct because we're in a moment in time where people, everybody take things like
right.
Take it from
it's okay because
take
when
it way across the highway, be like, wait a minute, that's not what
no.
I meant. Like, hold up.
When I re-upload this, I'll edit some stuff out, so it's okay.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean, though? Like,
I know.
Take the compliments. Don't get mad later.
Yeah. I wouldn't do all that stuff because I don't like all that attention. So, you know.
Hey, don't get mad later. I do wear different. I wear different things, but I think that I don't want certain attention, so I don't wear certain things.
Right.
You know, if I do, I wear it. If I don't, then I won't, you know.
So. Right. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. just like if you're in a fraternity or a sorority, nobody would know you're in it. But if you're wearing your letters, then it's like, okay, they're going to be like, oh,
absolutely.
So you're such and such,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not wearing it,
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to approach you about it.
Yeah, so that's how I feel.
Right.
And,
so, gotta get a little personal. Is there anybody sleeping in your bed every night?
Oh my gosh, that would be nice, but no. really nice. Not right now. Not right now.
Well, when's the last time you had a relationship?
Last time I had a relationship was a long time ago. Yeah, a long time. You said a relationship, right?
Yes, a relationship. not one night stands or, you know, just friends with benefits, no.
A while ago, like maybe several years ago. I think it would be nice to be in love. God, I'm putting it in the universe. Universe, I'm putting it out there. Yeah, it would be
love
nice to be
nice.
In love. That would
so
be
what
nice.
Kind of man
I believe
do you
in
like?
Love.
What kind of man does Tredonia like?
I like a man that can handle being around me, meaning you're not going to try to control me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that I'm in the entertainment business. And the best way for you to deal with me is to let me be me. Allow me to be me. Because if you don't do that, then you're going to have a problem. So don't tell me where to go. You can ask me. You can ask, but don't tell me. That makes sense?
Right. Right. Yeah, because if they tell you, it's like, don't tell
me. I
like
a courteous man. I like a courteous man. The thank yous, the no thank yous. I like my door open. I don't want to get my own door. Just basic. Basic. Get the basics right. Nobody does the basics. The basics
nobody.
Like, mean a lot to me. Nobody gets the basics. I used to hang out with this girl when I lived in England, and this guy that I was seeing would always get my door when we were together in his vehicle. And he would get her door, too, because she was with me. One day she was like, don't you get tired of that?
What?
I'm like, you messing with the wrong dudes. That's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
They're supposed to get your door. That's basic stuff. That's not,
right.
You know, your grandma's time. That's what they did back then. But that's basic gentleman stuff. Basic one-on-one stuff that nobody does, really. Only a few men do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice not to get your own. She's like, I could get my own door. I'm like, okay, that's that woman's lips. So if you could do that.
Right.
You
that's,
could do that. That's not what I'm on. So.
Well, you just have to set
a
the standards for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but again, a lot of men don't do the basic stuff. Like, I don't want to have to take, if we're together and say we're living together, I can take the garbage out. Sure, we can share that chore, but I don't want to have to take the garbage out. You're a man. Take the garbage out. Don't wait for me to do
right.
it. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot
don't
of sense.
Don't wait for me to do that. I can do it, too. But if you see it, don't leave the house for the day and there's a big bag of garbage in the kitchen. Take the garbage out on your way out.
Right, right.
So if we're dating, don't come to my house and drink up all my juice. Come through the door with some juice to put in the fridge or wine or whatever you're doing. Put that in the fridge, and we can still sit. But that's one of my pet peeves. All my friends know that if I'm entertaining you at my house, these are my friends in general, my lady friends, my male friends. All my friends know, don't come here and dog the beverages. When you come over, we're chilling for the night. Yeah, soda's cost what? I don't drink soda, but a lot of my friends do. Pepsi or whatever you're drinking, that stuff costs what? A couple of dollars.
Right.
The juice, you know, orange juice, a couple of dollars. This stuff is not expensive. It's just basic. This is basic 101.
It's the principality of it.
It's the principalities. So my friends know that. I make a big deal about that stuff.
Right.
So they know not to leave my toilet seat up. Silly stuff. Stuff that probably would mean something to somebody. Not because I'm going to go sit and fall in it. No, I don't want to see it. So
yeah.
little stuff like that. The little small stuff means a lot to me.
Yeah, it's common courtesy for another person because, yeah, sometimes people be tripping.
At a Dutch date, this guy took me on a Dutch date. He's like, let's go Dutch. Now, I can go Dutch with my homegirls. I can go Dutch with you, sure, but either I'm going to pay or you going to pay. That's how
right.
I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm going to treat you for the evening or you going to treat me for the evening. Ain't no Dutch. We not 12. Like, no, I get it. Like, I get the whole liberal thing. You know what I mean? I get the liberal idea of it. But if you're courting me and no, do the man thing, and then when it's my turn, I'll do the woman thing. That's it.
Right. So you're more of a conventional dater or a...
I'm very traditional with a lot of my ways with stuff like that. Very traditional, very stuff your grandpa would be thinking of or your grandma. I'm very traditional with a lot of my ways, so... Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. So, what do you think about the guys with their pants sagging or no belts and things like that?
I don't know. That's I don't know. You know, when I was living in England, the brothers over there, they different. They when they go out to when they going out for the evening, they got on cologne. These are the young guys. These are the 20-year-olds, the 19-year-olds, the 50-year-olds. All of them, it's just part of the culture. They got on slacks. If they got on jeans, the jeans got, they're ironed. You know?
Right.
They follow a lot of the gentleman rules when they go out for the night. And these are like old school rules. Like, they know to wear shoes when they're going out.
Right.
They know that. So, and that has nothing to do with black or white. That's just culture. That's just their culture. Our culture, I don't know. I guess it's very so different. The pants sagging thing, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-mm.
Right. Well, they say it came from jail. Like, that pants sagging came from the jail culture. So, I don't know.
Put a belt on.
Right. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got to England and your time there?
How I got to England was I went there. My band started getting, I used to sing with this band called Sample This, and my band would get royalty checks from over there and whole bunch of different things we would get a lot of interviews from over there, like phone interviews from throughout Europe itself.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend outside of my band, my friend said to me, let's go to Paris for the New Year. And I was like, okay. Let's go to Paris for the New Year. That year that I started living over there. I moved over there the year after the story I'm telling. But Paris itself, we couldn't get a ticket because it was last minute. We couldn't get a ticket to go to France, that part of France, for New Year's, that week of New Year's, because it was too late. So then he was like, let's go to London. And I was, you know, I'm all amped. I was thinking I'm getting ready to go to France. So I was like, okay, you know. And at the time, the tickets were very expensive. Then I don't know why, because it was the holiday season. But we could not get a ticket to France. It was, we could afford it, but we couldn't get the ticket. So, and if we would have got a ticket, it would have been like some astronomical amount of money. So then they said, let's go to London after New Year's. So I was like, okay, if you could find some reasonable tickets, we out. So
fresh out some reasonable tickets, and we went over there. We went to London for like 8 days, the first trip. And on my first trip, I met this sister who's from Morocco. She lives in Morocco. Her mom was still living in Morocco, but she had moved to England. She had a little store out there and stuff. She had a like a little clothing booth. She had a booth that she was running in Camden, which is like downtown. That's like the village for New York. I don't know if you've been to New York before, but it's like it's kind of like the artsy fartsy area.
With the murals and all that stuff.
Yeah. Uh huh. So she had her little store and stuff, little clothing store with this nice, like, African gear and stuff. And we became very cool friends. I ended up extending my trip, and I hung out with her for, like, a week. My friend and I hung out with her for, like, a week. And after that, you know, she showed us around. She was part of, she was a club promoter, all this stuff. She was just doing a whole bunch of stuff. And she introduced me to the club scene while I was there. And then from then, she, when I got back to the States, we kept in touch. And like the next couple of weeks, you know, I was like, wow, you know, I love the music scene there. I like the culture. I like the whole thing where the race, it's not like this. The whole vibe is different, I think, in Europe. And they have racism, yes, but it's different. It's not like here. I don't even know how to explain. I'm pretty sure you've heard that before, but it's a different feeling. I was so captured and captivated by the whole place and the whole feel of it. I was like, man, you know, I need to go over there. And they love music, you know, and there was some American artists that I never even heard of that was over there doing music. They were touring. I was hearing their records on the radio. All kind of stuff. And I was like, what? When I went to the record stores, they say, oh, they American. And I'd be like, what? They American, you know?
Yeah, right. So, I haven't heard of them in the States.
Yeah, I'm like, who's that? And I was like, and then, you know, I heard some records on Erykah Badu while I was over there that I never heard over here at that time.
Wow.
I was like, what the what? I was like, what? So, when I came back, my friend and I started talking. And I was like, "Yo, we gonna go out there when the fall comes." So when fall came around, I had already got my ticket. I got my ticket like 5 months before. My mother was like, "You can't do that. You can't do that. People from there for years. People from there for years to move to another country." I was like, "I'm out."
Right?
I gotta go live my life. I gotta soar my Sagittarius wings. I'm out of here.
Right?
So
we do be taking risks,
like,
yo.
Absolutely. I know people are probably not into that whole zodiac thing, but I think certain characteristics belong to certain signs. Like the Leos always think they could try to run you. That's a Leo trait. Okay?
I don't know is I'm a Sagittarius, but like I don't know, like if someone tells me their birthday, I wouldn't be like, oh, you're a Cancer, or, you know, all that.
Nah, I'm like that. I'm like that. I generalize stuff sometimes, which is not good. It's not good to generalize people, but I'd be like, I'm one of those people. If I was a dude, I'd be like, so what's your sign?
What's your name? What's your sign? As soon as you buy that wine, I just come behind.
For real. If I was a dude, that's how that would be.
Right.
But, I went over there at that time, and then when I got there, the same girl that I told you about, her name was Maria. She had introduced me to her friends when I was there before, but when I got there, they had set me up with an apartment. I stayed with her friend and her for a couple of weeks, and then they found me a place to rent for a long time. So one of their relatives, this girl's brother, let me rent his apartment, and it was empty. He was just getting ready to move into it, but instead of moving into it, he let me rent it. I furnished it. Everything. It was nothing in there when I moved in there. It was completely empty.
So how are the rentals compared to the states? Or
the rentals.
Just dwellings, period.
The rentals, you know, the first apartment, that's funny you say that, because the first apartment that I rented, which was dude named Little Bad Boy Jr. He's a DJ over there. I rented his apartment, but it was in the estates. The estates is like a project.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't like how they are over here. The projects over there are nice.
Oh.
And your neighbors are internationals. Like everybody, I live next to some people from, I think my neighbor was from Ireland. Then the next dude was from, he was an Asian brother. It was some of everybody in my little complex, and it was right across the street from Hyde Park and near what's that stadium? It's a soccer stadium. It's the big soccer stadium that's in England, that's in London.
Yeah.
And I used to see all the footballers come by. But the point is the rent wasn't crazy high for me. The rent was very, it was like a godsend. It was the universe that said, here you go.
Right.
So, but remember, the currency is double the currency here. The currency is not like our currency. It's not dollar for dollar. So when you get off the plane, you think you balling, you got 5G's to hang out with. That 5G's going to turn into 3,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like you lose most of the value. So when my friends come over here from over there, they be balling because their money doubles. It doesn't go down. It goes up. But when you take American dollars over there, you lose the value. You know, that's not the Caribbean. In the Caribbean, you get more for your money.
But right.
When you go to Europe, different parts of Europe, it's not like that. The euro, between the euro and the pound, and the pound at that time, it was, forget it. So the rents are high, though, you know, but they're not out of control. You can afford it. You can figure it out and make your way through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can figure out how to live there. So I was able to learn how to get around and people, and I did a whole bunch of session work over there with people, and then I met some industry people, which is what allowed me to move around more, to make my stay extensive. And I worked with some of the artists over there. I worked with this big artist named Phoebe One. I don't know if you heard of her, but she's a big female rap girl over there.
Okay.
And I work with Structure Rise and a couple of the artists, because I hooked up with some people from that worked with their music company. So yeah, good place, man. Good place for artists. Anybody that's in the arts, I think Europe is a great, great way to be free and learn your craft and learn your chops.
Right.
So I would tell anybody that's doing their craft to go spread your wings, man. They want you to come spread your wings. They want to They want to see what you're working with. You can go over there and really know what you're working with for yourself, because they give you a shot. You know, they'll let you jump on stage to see what you're doing. Here, they'll be like, well,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
It's not like that there. They're going to give you a run. You know, you either can handle it or you run your own self out of town, but they'll give you a run. It will definitely give you a run. So,
well, that's good advice from a music veteran right here. If you able to go to England.
Yeah. This is the UK period. UK, and, you know, I think that's where a lot of soul, growing up, a lot of the soul artists would go over there and get their chops up, you know. They would go to the UK. I'm not going to say it's easy. It's just, it's different. It's very different from here. And they listen. There's a soul scene there, too. Like, I don't feel like there's a real soul scene in the U.S. right now. Do you think so? You think there's a real soul scene?
Everybody's doing, like, the whispery kind of auto-tune kind of songs these days. So, no. Definitely don't have any more Gladys Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, none of that right now.
Yeah, so it's what's popping down there right now in Florida? Who's popping down there?
You know what? I don't listen to mainstream radio because it's just
web radio. New media radio is what's up. You know, you're new media radio.
Well, thank
so.
You for acknowledging.
Absolutely. New media radio is what's up. So, what's Beta Beats listening to?
Well,
tell me what's
happening. We don't really just play Florida music. In fact, in our clips, like, we really don't have that many Florida artists, but you know, Substance Abuse is popping from L.A. Mariana Zappi, do you know her? She was on, I think, X Factor UK. She was on X Factor UK, and she's like a soulful white woman, but she has like a black woman's voice. I'm a big fan
name?
Of her. Mariana Zappi.
She has
a great voice. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, we can play one of her songs now so you can get a feel. It's called Untamable. And then when we come back, we're going to get into talking about your new album and
okay,
play your latest cut. All right, so keep it locked on Beta Beat Radio. We got Mariana Zappi with Untamable.
Can't enough
And that was Trey Danya with Naked Gun. It's your girl Rocksteady. We playing all the best hits. We have Trey Danya on the line. So,
that's funny.
Trey Danya. So, okay, tell us a little bit. It's been a couple years since your last album. So, tell us a little bit about your newest
newest project is called we have a single out from the new project, and that project is called, the new single is called Brooklyn to Grenada, and the song is the Reggae Project, and it's featuring Ras Abda, the song Brooklyn to Grenada, and yeah, Ras Abda is from Grenada. And it's like a dance hall. You have the song, right?
Don't it is, yes. We're gonna play it after you just set it up.
Uh-huh. And the song is it's a love song. And it's about this guy that I'm into that is from Grenada. I guess it's the, they've been calling it modern dance hall. I guess there's a modern dance hall scene, I guess, right now. And the song is called Brooklyn to Grenada. I did it with Ras Abda, and we recorded it here in New York, in Brooklyn. And he actually produced the track itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So you're able to go from like each genre. It's just amazing because like all of your singles, like none of them sound the same. Like, you know, they could be different.
They don't sound the same, which is I think that's why I've been able to move around. You know, like you asked me to I've been able to move around here and there a little bit, so I think it's because of the different sounds and stuff. Like when I did, I did some stuff in Russia, and I did some art exhibit for this couture designer, Paco Raman. So he does dresses, but he's he creates men's fragrances and men's products, but he also does dresses for women, but he's really for men. Like he has a whole men's skincare line and products for men, but he also does dresses. That's not his main thing. He is a designer, but most of his stuff is for men. But he did an art exhibit, and I was able to do that because he's older now, and he's painting and getting into other things, I guess, that he probably always wanted to do. So, I did a couple of artsy things, huh?
Were you performing at the art exhibit?
I did his art exhibit. I performed at his art exhibit.
Okay.
I did a little Russia run. We did a mini tour of Russia. And on that mini tour, I did his art exhibit.
See,
so,
you're such a
I brought that
culture.
Up to say you were talking about the sound. You were talking about the sound. I think I was able to do that because of that sound. Like that song you just played was one of their features.
Okay, yeah, definitely. You're very cultured.
Exhibit.
And we can tell, you can fit in with everybody, and I think that's why you've been able to last so long in the industry. Have to be versatile.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so too. So, but this song is a reggae dance hall.
Yeah.
And the new project that it hasn't been completely named yet. But it features some producers, some new producers, DJ Prophet, who I worked with before on a single. I'll give it to you some years ago. But DJ Prophet is on it. A new producer named Omegatronic. Producer of, gosh. Oh, see, I just spoke to him. Hold on. Wait a minute. That is terrible. Omegatronic.
Oh, no.
Oh,
brain fart.
Richard Bolden, who I actually did. I did my Christmas single, Santa Baby, with him. He produced that single. But he's on my project. And Lost Professor, who I've worked with many times. So those are the people that are on the new project that are coming out. So,
and do you know when
so
your new project is going to be released?
We're going to do singles over the next. We're going to be releasing different singles, and the full project itself will be out like June, the beginning of June. So, yeah. You'll be one of the first people to get it, definitely.
Yes,
and hopefully
please.
Give us some sends, and shout out to Beta Radio for Beta Beats Radio for showing me some love, and I'm happy to show you some love too.
Of course, always. We're in a Tredonia game over here. So we're going to get into Brooklyn to Grenada by Tredonia featuring Ross Abda.
But can I introduce it? Can I introduce it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yes, do your thing.
This is Tredonia, and you're listening to Beta Beats Radio. Check out my new single, Brooklyn to Grenada, featuring myself, Tredonia, and Ross Abda. We're in Brooklyn and going to Grenada, right here on Beta Beats Radio.
What's up, da?
And Tredonia,
it's on you.
Make them kiss the sky. I be screaming when I see him. Not trying to leave him and cheat him. If you ever mistreat him, I'm gonna take him.
I love that beat, man. This is your girl, Rocksteady B. We got Trey Danya on the line. And we were having so much fun. We actually went over our time. This was a great interview. This is a great interview. You really gave some knowledge in the
definitely.
Game. Yeah, it was definitely fun. Thank you. And once your new project drops, definitely come back and definitely send us those singles as they come out, because we are in a Trey Danya game.
Absolutely.
So do you have any last minute things to say to your people out here?
My last minute thing is check me out. I'm out here doing my thing. It's been a long journey, and I'm going to continue to do my thing. If anybody wants to check me out on anyone, we're on social media. My name is spelled TRAEDONYA. You can check me out on Instagram, /TRAEDONYA, Facebook, TRAEDONYA, Twitter, /TRAEDONYA, and my YouTube page is Trey Danya Tour Station, TRAEDONYA Tour, TOUR Station, STATION. So, yeah, I'm on all social media sites. Please add me on your Spotify streaming playlist. Go stream my new record, Brooklyn to Grenada, featuring Ras Abda. And, you know, check me out. I'm trying to get my little SoundCloud popping. I'm not on there like I should be.
Right.
Got to go up there and exercise my SoundCloud, right? But I am on Spotify. If you guys would definitely go stream the new song. That's my new Spotify page. I just got that not too long ago. So, yeah, go check me out. And check me out on Instagram, and I'll respond back if anybody hits me up. So, definitely. And thank you so much, Beta Beats Radio,
yes,
for checking me out. And definitely, when I come through to Florida, I'm going to hit you up. When
yes,
I'm gonna bring
definitely.
Some of this cold weather down there.
You
don't want no more, right?
You can keep that. You can keep that, okay?
Definitely. But when I come through your town, we're going to hit you up when we're down there.
Yes, we got to get you to come to Southwest Florida or even Miami or something like that. I'm only 2 hours away from Miami, so we can, you know, work something out. Definitely.
Yeah, that would be real nice. That would be real nice. Real nice.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming, everybody. Look out for Trey Danya. Definitely stream this new song, Brooklyn to Grenada. You just heard it here. So, yeah, it's got that reggae flavor. Like, you got to love it. Love the beat, everything about it. So, thank you so much for joining us. And woo, woo. We'll keep in contact and, you know, definitely hit us back.
Absolutely. Thank you, Beta Beats. Everybody have a great evening.
All right.
All right. Bye.